You're listening to Food Confidence, a podcast about approachable health and imperfect food, all for the sake of the next generation. I'm Jennifer Bravo.
And I'm Andrea Paul. We are two non-diet health professionals on a mission to empower the parents and caregivers in raising food and body confident kids. You're listening to the first episode of the Food Confidence Podcast. My name is Andrea Paul, and I'm here with my friend, Jen Bravo. We are both intuitive eating and health at every size practitioners. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian.
I'm a certified health coach and a trained chef in culinary nutrition.
So for the first episode of the Food Confidence Podcast, we wanted to give our audience a little bit more information about who we are and what we're all about, how we met as two, you know, health professionals coming from different backgrounds. We're both based in Maine, but we really wanted to give you a little bit more of our story and how this project of the Food Confidence Podcast came to be.
So I am a mom, and I also have a private practice here in Portland. And over the course of my career, I've seen a huge shift in the way that my clients approach health. And probably in the last 2 years, I've really seen diet culture rear its ugly head and kind of sabotage everyone's efforts for health. So I approached Andrea to see if she wanted to start this podcast to kind of get the information out there for all people, not just parents. We say specifically parents and caregivers because we do see a need to provide support for the next generation to raise resilient kids amongst a very confusing health and wellness culture. But anybody who is interested in this topic can be here. So that's a little bit about the what and why. And I think we want to tell you our meet cute story and how our friendship has evolved and why we both are here in this same room together.
Yeah. So our story has a bit of a funny beginning.
Yeah, I would say that our friendship started, or it didn't start at this point, but it really kind of fueled the fire for our collaboration because of a Facebook debate. It was the year 2016, and I was still on Facebook at the time, and Cooking Light was still a publication, and I had engaged in a little bit of a Facebook debate that had kind of offended Andrea. So that is really how this all got started. So I'll tell you the story.
So I moved to Maine about 6 years ago or so, and I moved to be with my now husband. And when I was shopping for my wedding dress, I went shopping at this boutique in Maine called Andrea's Bridal, although I call it Andrea's Bridal because my name is Andrea and I like to think that I have my own personal bridal salon. And who greets me at the door but Jennifer Bravo. She was working there at the time and actually sold me my wedding dress after, I think, two appointments. Yep. And I'm pretty sure I still have videos of you doing the fitting because my mom took videos the entire time that did wedding dress shopping.
You have to watch them. I'd love to see those.
Yeah. So
actually, I probably wouldn't love to see myself.
No, they're very endearing. Oh. They're very endearing. So yes, that's how Jen and I initially met. And mm-hmm. you were also getting married the same year that I was, I think, you know, six months or so earlier than I. So we just got to chatting about weddings, of course, you know, was certainly both why we were there and definitely on our mind. And so, yeah, you were working at Andrea's or Andrea's Bridal for a specific reason because you had moved to Maine recently as well.
Yes. So I also had just relocated to Portland and I had previously been in New York and doing private chefing. But I moved to Maine with also my soon-to-be husband, my now husband. And I decided that it was time to really focus on growing my health coaching practice. But my husband and I moved to Maine without knowing a soul. And so I decided that because I'm an extrovert, I should probably get some sort of job where I could meet people in a similar life stage. So that's how I started working at a bridal boutique in Maine, even though I am a health professional.
You were very good at it, though.
I love people.
Yeah.
So it's like anything that can be in front of people and talking to people is a natural fit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So you've since moved on from that job.
Yes. Yeah.
And we had kept in touch, I think just via Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, I think social media.
So that, you know, we could, because we kind of hit it off in that first appointment.
I was there to make friends, remember?
Yeah. You had a mission.
It wasn't just bridal gowns I was telling you.
Right. Not just a commission mission.
Yeah, exactly.
So we kept in touch. And then I think I ran into you maybe like at Whole Foods or something like that one other time.
That's right.
And yeah, so we just kind of like followed along in each other's lives, like from afar, basically just on Facebook.
And at the time, neither one of us, I should note,
were
intuitive eating professionals. She was definitely, Andrea was definitely, you're in the midst of getting your, were you already a registered dietitian?
Yeah, I was already an RD.
Okay, so you were just in the midst of working.
But knew nothing about intuitive eating at this point. I mean, this was, you know, a solid 3 or 4 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
So,
I was growing my health coaching practice, but was totally unaware of the world of health at every size and a little bit of intuitive eating information. I think I had picked up her book one time during my training, but it was totally not at the center of my approach. But I think at the end of the day, you and I both still cared so much about the individuals that we were seeing and treating. It wasn't such a far stretch.
Right.
We just weren't in it in this way.
Yeah, I think probably, I mean, I don't know if you felt like this too, but like I, for a long time, felt like I was a very lackluster dietitian because I, you know, somebody would ask me a question and I couldn't give them like a direct, like succinct answer.
Right. It was here, more like, do this, eat that.
Right. Like, you know, what is the best, you know, X, Y, Z for food? And it's, you know, well, it depends. And I, you know, I just felt kind of like I wasn't a very good practitioner because I didn't always have those answers right away.
Right.
And I think, you know, when I found intuitive eating, and we will give the audience more information on what intuitive eating is. So if that kind of term, that phrase is new to you, just hang in there. We will get to kind of giving you more information on that, those practices. But when I found that, it was like light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. Yep. This makes sense. This is what I've been searching for, you know, in my time as in my career, my time as a dietitian. So
I was there too. The same thing, like I would have people, once I told them what I did, they'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so great. Tell me what to eat.
Right.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I would every time be like, I wish I could.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could help you that way, but I'd be doing you a disservice.
Right.
Because it really has so much more to do with your entire life. You know, health does not exist in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt the same thing, like I couldn't really give people the answers just, you know, like that. It was very much like, well, no, I need to get to know you and we need to talk. And people just want answers instantly because that's the world we live in.
Right.
And so it's understandable.
Right.
But yeah, I totally agree with you. It was like until I discovered that there was an intuitive eating approach and protocol to follow.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of just was like, this is the way I do it. I know I help people, but I wish I had something more to like a stake to put in the ground to say, no, this is why I do it this way.
Yeah.
Other than just anecdotal, like this works and this has worked for all my other clients. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Like to put a name to what you actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt pretty validating to know that there was like a different way and that lots of other people were, you know, practicing this way and I could practice that way too.
Right.
So.
And I think it's probably a really important distinction for our listeners to understand that the difference between what we do is quite actually where we exist on other ends of the spectrum in terms of definition of what we do.
So you as
a certified health coach
and me as a dietitian. So we came from different worlds,
different
as you
worlds,
say.
And so Andrea's education is very evidence-based and is really talking about nutrition in the body. And right, is there anything really?
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, fair amount of it is like numbers based.
Yeah.
I mean, dietitians for, I think, like the bulk of my education, my, you know, my perception was that, oh, I would go into clinical practice and mm-hmm. work in a hospital mm-hmm. and, you know, either do tube feeding or
meal plans
or yeah. like a little, maybe a little bit of outpatient counseling.
Yeah.
But nothing in the world of like private practice or
right.
eating disorders or anything around those kinds of topics.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, yeah, it's, I mean, most dietetic experiences and educations
yeah.
at this point are still pretty traditional and like
based
mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me as a certified health coach, my work is very much meeting with individuals and empowering them to kind of take charge of their health. It tends to align in the holistic health world, which, is again on a different polar,
right.
you know, side.
It's from less evidence-based,
much more about listening to your body. But as a result, it can be a little ambiguous and what works for one person can't work for another person. But we tend in the holistic health world to kind of make these sweeping claims that this will help you.
Right.
When maybe we don't know, there's not enough evidence. And so to support that just yet, or we haven't done any studies, we can't really say that. And so because I come from a place of like the whole body and looking at all areas of your life, and it's not just about calories or the nutritional information of food, but more of how your lifestyle plays a role and how stress and your job and all these things, that's kind of the side that as a registered dietitian, you don't touch, just as in health coaching, I don't really touch, you know, the science of calories and working
or disease states.
Or disease. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's why we exist on separate worlds, but intuitive eating has
yeah.
bridged that gap. And now we're smack dab hip to hip in kind of taking on diet culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, used to practice maybe on separate planes or trained
yes,
on different
we
planes.
Trained on different planes.
But have kind of met in this middle. So
yeah.
So back to kind of how
that leads us to our next story.
Right, which is a fun one. So to take you back, we had followed each other along on Facebook
yeah.
a little bit. And then I remember I came up one day, I had come across a comment that Jen had posted on an article from like I think like Cooking Light magazine
yeah.
about coconut oil.
On Facebook.
And
which I'm no longer on, by the way. I hate it.
So don't try to find her there.
Yeah, don't look for me there. You won't find me.
So you had posted this comment on this article on coconut oil from
yeah.
Cooking Light.
Yeah.
And it was like a very confusing article, as you said.
Yes,
like
it was
like
unclear.
It's like two sides of the argument for coconut oil. So
yeah.
like one was kind of pro coconut oil and one was like,
we
don't really have enough evidence yet.
It was actually more like coconut oil is not good for you,
mm.
which was just like kind of clickbait for
right.
what they were trying to say, which was
right.
like reduce your saturated fat intake. And they linked it to butter, which then in a separate article, a registered dietitian is saying, well, butter isn't that bad for you as we've demonized it. And it was essentially contradicting the information it was putting in about coconut oil and saying, don't eat coconut oil. It's bad for you because it has saturated fat.
But butter's fine.
And so I took issue with it because you know, at the time, I didn't really realize that I was fighting diet culture, but I was annoyed that they were villainizing a food.
Right.
Because I don't believe in villainizing foods.
Right.
So, and I never have. So that kind of pissed me off. And then it was like clickbaity. And then that it was so contradictory about two fats that are very, very similar. One is just a vegan source of
right.
saturated fat and one is a animal source. And I was like, this is inconsistent. This is pissing me off. And I let them hear it.
So I think the comment was something like,
was it nice?
I'm not surprised this is written by an RD.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much all I read. And my heart was broken.
Oh,
no. And I think I just responded with, Ouch. And
seared in my head.
And then you immediately like sent me a message. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to like upset you or anything like that. And then, you know, all water under the bridge. Now we like went out for coffee and
talked it out
and kind of like figured out like where each other was coming from. So yeah, all water under the bridge.
Yeah. And it was actually a really good opportunity for us to both learn a little bit about the other person and what we did.
Yeah.
And we came together and we're like, actually, we're on the exact same page about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never writing another Facebook comment. And in fact, I'm going to delete my account altogether.
Oh, too good.
So anyway, that is our story about how we came together. We kind of had this moment at odds that really just brought us closer together, and we continue to follow each other's journey.
And so in the last few years, we've really found our niche and continued to learn a lot about this non-diet approach to health. And then just recently, we decided it was time to partner up, and we really wanted to share this message with a wider audience. So here we are in the first season of the Food Confidence Podcast. We have some really great guests planned for the first season. So we hope you'll tune in next time. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Food Confidence Podcast. I'm Jennifer Bravo.
And I'm Andrea Paul.
If you have any questions about the things you heard in today's episode or have topics you'd like us to discuss in the future, send us an email at foodconfidencepod@gmail.com or follow us and message us on Instagram at foodconfidencepod.